Ever watch what a sponge does? It's let's say you're washing the car and you've got a bucket of hot, soapy water. You take that sponge and it's light, it's empty except for the fact that it exists, and then once you dunk it into that water, it becomes full of that water. And then it's used for whatever you want it to be used for. When we look at the power of God, so often people think that bad things that are happening in nature, that's Satan, and God has nothing to do with that. Whenever anybody dies, whenever anything bad happens, it's always Satan. But we see on a regular basis God using nature as something powerful to do whatever God wants to do. Satan has to get permission, even if he's ever going to do anything. We see that in the book of Job. He had to get permission. And so God has his purposes, and God allows what he allows. And God's word reveals that God has used and will use his sovereign power over nature, and he'll specifically target and destroy evil enemies and save his people. So we see in this book of Habakkuk here, chapter 3, verse 8, talking about the use of nature. He says, Was your wrath against the rivers, O Lord? Was your anger against the rivers, or your indignation against the sea when you rode on your horses, on your chariot of salvation? And so there's this victory song that sings of the mighty strength of Israel's Redeemer. And the point is that Lord's coming cannot be understood as anger against the rivers and the sea. Habakkuk is explaining it is to save the Lord's people. The Lord did not come to do those things. He came to conquer the evil of all the nations. And some consider those rivers and seas that they're some sort of cosmic forces. Others think of it as some sort of figurative description of the Babylonians. But the horses and chariots represent the power of God. And it's a description of God defeating the enemy. It's very clear from this text that God does intend to use his nature for his judgment purposes. God will use his nature for wrath purposes. God displays his sovereign power by things he does with water and by things he does with land. He can cause hurricanes, floods, volcanoes, tornadoes, lightning to do exactly what he wants them to do. And the reason he uses those things is not to judge or punish nature, but to judge and punish people. Now, I can't specifically say when something happens that that's the judgment of God. Sometimes it's just a natural thing. But when I see in his word him saying that he used it, then you got to go with what the word says. You see, God is the creator of all water. He made the water in the seas and the water in the rivers. And when he stirs up the water or seas in a violent way, he's not angry at the water. He's angry at sinful people who are going to mock him and his word. There's a lot of examples of that. We see it in the story of Jonah. Jonah's running from God. He's on a ship in the Mediterranean running away from God. God appoints a terrible wind and a huge storm out of the sea that was so violent that experienced sailors became very afraid. God's not mad at the sea. He's angry with Jonah. And that is why he caused such a violent storm. We see that in Jonah 1, verses 4 and 5. When some violent wind blows through an area and knocks down trees, he's not mad at trees. He's showing his power for people to see. In the last days, it talks about the fact that there's going to be horrible things that go on, and it's going to be using water. God will destroy one-third of all seawater and all fresh water. We see that in Revelation 8 through 10. He's not doing this because he's angry with water, but he's pouring out wrath on people. And when people see a ferocious storm in nature, and if they think in ways that are theologically right, they realize that that's a powerful, angry side to God. And that's okay. We all get angry. Sometimes we get angry over things that are not worth getting angry over. But then there's times in the Word where He even says, be angry, but sin not. And so certain things should make us angry. Child abuse should make us angry. Domestic abuse, abortion, murder, injustice. Why wouldn't we get angry about that? Why, if we had the power to do something about that, wouldn't we do something about it? And yet there's times where God will do something in response to take care of a situation. And we look at that as, I can't believe that He would do that. We discipline our children out of love, and God is calling people back to Himself. And He'll use those kind of things. We see it all through the Old Testament. We see those kind of things. And so He uses His sovereign might to bring about salvation for His people. You see that in this picture at the end of the verse where He's pointing at the chariots and the horses and they're riding, and it's God taking care of it. God doing it. In the beginning of the book, Habakkuk was questioning God and alleging that He wasn't doing anything about the corruption and evil. Now he's come to realize that God is doing plenty. He uses political and ethnic turmoil, and He uses nature to accomplish His purposes. He is involved in everything. Reminds me of a story when Katrina had hit. There were preachers that got on and they were saying, this is the judgment of God. We have to be real careful when we say those kind of things, because we don't know that for sure. We can surmise certain things, but God, if God's going to judge, He can judge any area of the world that He wants. Louisiana isn't any more sinful than Missouri. We all have different issues with sin. And so the moment that we start calling on those things. But if personally there's something that you see that God is using to bring you back to Himself. I talked to a friend who's a missionary down in the New Orleans area, and after Katrina hit, he was one of the ones that went to help. And so he's in a boat and he's going and he's picking up different people. And person after person was saying to him, God did this. We deserve this. And so how do you argue with that if that's a person's personal testimony? You say, oh, no. But what if God is using that to bring them to a place where they ought to be? I don't know. I just know in my own life there's been times where hard times have hit. And I look and I'm like, why is God doing that? And the reason He's doing that in my life is because He's bringing me back to Himself. Because if Christianity is only lazy boy, and I sit there with the remote and I've got my drink on my side and I've got the channel on that I want to watch, and always I'm comfortable, I never grow. But it's through the difficult times, it's through the hard times, it's through the sickness and the pain that sometimes I'm drawn back to my Heavenly Father. That is love. It's hard love, but it's love. And you see a difference. And so here is Habakkuk watching as God is going to clean house. And the badness of the Hebrews was being taken care of. And the evil of the Babylonians was going to be taken care of. And so the sponge is dipped into the water. And then it's used in whatever way He wants it to be used.